The French interior minister said today that riot police will remain in a western suburb of Paris as long as necessary. That's after two nights of violent clashes. The unrest began last Friday when police carried out an ID check of a fully veiled woman. It's been illegal in France to wear a face-covering veil in public since 2011. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, the ID check did not go well.
It all started when police officers asked a woman wearing a head-to-toe veil to lift the garment and show her face. Authorities claim the woman's husband attacked the police officer. Muslim groups say the police were disrespectful and provoked the altercation. The man was arrested, which sparked protests that degenerated into violence.
Depuis sa fenêtre.
Once again, France watched on the nightly news as one of its largely immigrant working-class suburbs exploded. Used through rocks and fireworks, the police responded with rubber bullets. Cars were set ablaze. Helicopters hovered overhead. Violence erupted again on Saturday night. Several officers and an adolescent were injured, and six people were arrested. Today, French Interior Manuel Valls went to the town of Trappes.
There is no place for those who contest the law of the Republic. The burqa is no longer allowed in public, and it is normal that police should do their job respectfully. No community can impose its own will.
Valls called secularism one of the most beautiful values of the French Republic. In Trappes today, the mood was calm after a night with no incidents. Children played in fountains to escape the heat, and people went about their business. But there was an underlying tension. Claire Picheron says it's right that there's a law against wearing a burqa.
Je vois pas comment ça peut tourner au vinaigre comme ça.
But I don't understand how an ID check could have turned so wrong. I believe this woman, who says her husband was treated badly. We know how some of these police act. It's sad. It's like a bad movie sometimes.
The law against a full body and face covering veil went into effect in 2011 under President Nicolas Sarkozy. The burqa ban, as it is called here, passed the parliament after a year-long national debate that was often contentious. Though the socialist government is trying to distance itself from Sarkozy's anti-immigrant positions, the French left also largely supports the ban. But many Muslims consider the measure just another way to stigmatize them. Trappes resident Samir, who wears a beard and jalaba and prefers not to give his last name, says he loves the community. He says the only problem is the police.
Quand vous voyez que le soir après la coupure du Ramadan, vous voyez la place du marché.
They're always hounding us, even during Ramadan when whole families are out after breaking the fast. These dogs are provoking us with constant ID checks and pushing us to move along. It's not because we wear beards and a jalaba that we're terrorists. I ask, who's going to protect us from the police?
The far right has seized upon the incident, saying the riots are linked to massive uncontrolled immigration and has accused the government of not being tough enough against Muslim extremists. In 2005, neighborhoods like Trappes exploded in violence across the country. Analysts say the government wants to avoid at all costs a repeat of that kind of unrest. Today, a court gave three of the six youths arrested over the weekend 6-month prison sentences. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.